I'm Casper.
Hi, I'm Luke.
And this is Kids Talk Media.
Welcome to Kids Talk Media, the podcast about curious kids and their digital world. I'm your host, Sherry Hope Culver. In this episode, we meet Casper and Luke. From the moment I met these 10-year-old friends, they were playing with Rubik's Cubes. Fast. Really fast. And very precisely. So already we know that they like to think and they like games. And they're very aware of when and how and who has access to games, especially video games.
A PS5, he's got a Nintendo, he's got
a computer.
Right, so he's got a lot of access to things.
Absolutely. I think he would be one of the earlier people on the
social media. So he's getting into these things because he's got the way to, he's got the access to get to them.
He's got the access.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure if he's interested in it.
They are definitely technology aware, even if it's technology they don't have access to. Maybe especially for technology they don't have access to.
So if I said to you guys I want to talk about media, does that word mean anything to you?
Yeah, it's actually our inquiry topic at the moment.
Ooh. So,
I thought media was storyboards.
What do you mean storyboards? Yeah. You talk about storyboards too? Okay, wait, we need to back up. So it's your inquiry topic. What does that mean?
We're making a storyboard, which is basically like a plan for a movie.
Or so like a TV show. Like
that you're doing in school?
Yeah. So, like, it's very interesting, I might have the camera, like, if you two are having a discussion, I might have the camera, like, here.
Right, and you're sort of standing behind him.
Over the shoulder. Mm-hmm. And then switch when
right.
Casper's
you're
talking.
Right, doing a reversal.
And then just.
I love this. Yeah, so you're learning about that in school.
Yep.
Filmmaking seems to be part of their regular classes, but not necessarily a corresponding media literacy conversation, reflecting about those films and their influence.
So other than Rubik's Cubes, which we now know both of you are very obsessed with and really awesome at doing, when you come home, when you have spare time at home, what kind of media do you like to engage with media? And if so, like, what kind? And maybe each of you can answer
that
question.
So I've had a Nintendo since the age of 9.
And how old are you now?
10.
Okay. So is that what you like to play with when you get home?
Mum doesn't let me during the week. Sometimes I do it anyway, but...
Naughty!
Yeah. Keep that one quiet.
Oh, yeah.
So you have you're allowed to play with it on the weekends, but you're not really supposed to play with it during the week at all.
We only get 45 minutes on the weekend. It used to be an hour and a half, but we had to share that between me and my sister.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't have an alarm at halfway, mm-hmm.
So were there arguments?
I play an hour and a half, and then I was like, I want a turn.
Mm. Right.
Now it's 45 minutes.
But that's your preferred thing to do. Why do you like that? Why do you like the Switch?
Well, I've got some of the best games.
Which would be what? Like, what are the games that you like?
Zelda, Breath of the Wild.
Star Wars.
No, that's not the best. I want the new Zelda game, but...
But what?
It's expensive.
Hmm.
Like, it's 80-odd bucks. So
yeah, that's a lot. He wants you to spend your money.
Exactly. 300. Look at me.
And then he would get to play the game because you would have it.
I only have 70 and I don't even have a Nintendo Switch or anything. I only have my dad's old Xbox that isn't even mine. Barely works.
Does it work?
So do you like playing the Xbox or it bothers you because it's not a newer one?
Well, I like different gaming stuff, but like we have this any day of the week at 5 o'clock, we call it TV time.
Mm-hmm.
So we can like go on the TV, but we only have like a restricted time, like to like 6 o'clock or something.
Mm-hmm.
I can like go on the iPad and do stuff.
And at then, any like, time. Other
yeah.
Times.
Except it has to be within 5 o'clock.
Like, you can go on the iPad in that 5 to 6 time?
Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah, I can watch different things on the iPad, play different things on the iPad.
So at the TV time moment, you don't have to find something that you and your siblings can watch together?
Well,
you can use your own thing?
If I feel that I want to watch like something that isn't age appropriate for them,
mm-hmm.
then I ask mum and dad if I can go on the iPad.
Okay.
And then like usually they say, like, sure, just go into the garage. But then we like this show, like, Grizzy and the Lemmings or something. That's ridiculous, but it's funny.
Where do you watch Grizzy and the Lemmings? Is that on Ivy or Netflix? Okay.
That's just
new,
like,
season.
And it's just a funny show? Silly show?
It's just Bear.
No talking
in
it.
Oh, okay.
Bear has cabin.
Yeah.
Little blue things want cabin. And their adventures.
And that's it. Okay.
And they're like, no speech.
The little blue things are the Lemmings, and they're like,
they'll stand on top of each other and steal the peanut butter from the cabin.
No, it's like Nutella or something.
Does it make you laugh?
And they make like all different obstacle courses. Like, they like get pencils and like use them as like javelin or something.
Is it animated?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then like they make adventure parks within the house, and then it all gets destroyed by the stupid bear.
But it's just like,
Do you like the show too, Luke? Do you like the show too?
I've seen it, but
slap them with a frying pan, throw them out the window.
So when you're on the iPad though, Casper, where are you going on the iPad? Are you going into Netflix yourself and just choosing something different?
I quite like Netflix, but I also like going onto Safari and just going like Scratch Games.
Mm.
Like, that's a website that we use at school. Mm-hmm. Like, in like free time, we can play all different games, listen to music on it.
I think you can create games in Scratch, can't you?
Yeah.
Have you ever tried to do that?
Scratch Games is like people that have created things on Scratch.
Mm-hmm.
And then they
send
them out.
And you can also edit the things on Scratch Games.
Oh, you can?
So
you can sort of you can add to something that somebody's made.
View code, mm-hmm. and it will show you the code.
That's just a bit ridiculous if you can edit someone else's thing that they've spent like hours working on.
Well, you probably... I wonder whether you do it on the original, or do you have to sort of duplicate it and make a change to a different one?
Hack onto it or something.
No, I press it just to see.
Does coding interest either of you?
Yeah, we do robotics class at school.
And like, we have Chromebooks, prototype touch screens. We all love them. Yes.
If you have spare time, are you more likely to spend that time playing a video game or watching a television show or listening to music or reading a book?
Music,
television, or video game. Like, it just depends what like mode I'm into.
Mm.
Like, I have this speaker thing, which is like voice activated.
Okay, like an Alexa kind of thing.
And that's how you
listen to
Foo Fighters, do you? Really?
And my dad got sick of a couple of the songs on too much.
Is Foo Fighters one of your favorite bands?
Mine.
Yours.
My favorite.
Okay.
I would say the White Stripes.
Okay.
He's a big White Stripes
fan. All right. So you are accessing music through a digital assistant like Alexa?
Every day.
Okay.
Every day.
I have to do it like 5:00 to 6:00 on the iPad. I have to go into my rooms, like, no earplugs, into the garage.
We've got
headphones
at school.
Absolutely nothing. I just have to listen to it out loud.
Sometimes when we work at school, allow us to wear headphones
to listen to music.
And
so, like, it doesn't
like we're going to Scratch Games, put the music on, go back and work.
Probably good, because...
Like, so you'll do it there.
It's not all the time, it's sometimes.
So, Casper, if you had that opportunity at school, would you do it at school? To, like, wear the headphones and listen at school?
Yeah. Any time the teacher says yes, I'm like...
Though sometimes...
I'm instantly on my Chromebook, headphones in, like, listening to music, like, basically full power. Like,
yeah.
Metallica. So the person also...
So you have celebrities that you know are on. Sports, sports famous athletes.
None of it's actually about sport, though.
Right.
It's like the funny thing.
Best
things,
Melbourne...
Like,
second best...
Christian Petrarca cooking pancakes.
Famous AFL player.
Are you seeing that now? Like, are you accessing social media that, or you're looking forward to time when you'll be able to see these silly things that they're posting?
I sometimes see it just looking over my mum's shoulder.
Yeah, right.
She's on her phone.
Megan tells me about it. Like, she showed me like Christian Petrarca cooking like a really good meal.
He must eat very well.
Wondering who Megan is? Well, she's actually one of their teachers. They were talking about short clips they watch and social media, but so far, no one has mentioned TikTok.
But do you ever go on TikTok? Are you familiar with TikTok? Do you ever see it? Do you know
like,
what it is?
It's meant to be like funny. Like, I can't.
But, well, I've seen that. Some things about it on YouTube.
I don't have YouTube.
Okay, so that was my next question about YouTube. So you're on YouTube. Not on YouTube.
Any chance that I can, I try and like watch like a video.
Are you not on YouTube because you don't like it, or are you not on YouTube because you're not supposed? Somebody has said this wrong. You're not allowed.
My parents are.
I don't have an iPad. Don't have like a laptop. Don't have any of those things. Like all my friends have them.
Yeah. So
don't even have a speaker.
Okay.
So do you feel like you have other friends who are doing these things, but your family has decided no?
Yeah. I feel like, why?
Elliot has an iPad and he's...
Someone.
A friend of ours.
A friend of ours has an iPad and has access to YouTube. He's got an Alexa and he can, from his iPad, control his Alexa.
Mm-hmm.
But his parents are quite strict about not... using it all the time.
Right. No, it's a hard thing because
you're insanely strict. Let him do that.
They're firm. Not strict. Ish. They're not. They won't yell at him.
It's a subtle difference.
But they'll be like, time's up.
Right. They have rules and they enforce the rules.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, you're at an interesting age in this because do you know what the age is that you're, as far as the social media companies are concerned, do you know what age you're supposed to be allowed to get on?
15, 14, 15,
so 13. Yeah, maybe. 13. Yeah, it's usually 13. Some of them might be a little bit older, but most of them are 13.
I'm allowed to like 700 years.
So you're at a time where it would be not surprising for you to want to get on some of these things.
Yeah.
And some of your friends are going to start to get on more and more, but there's not necessarily a need for you to do that now. And so some households, some families are going to say no. I was going to say yes. I'm wondering if that creates any like challenges among friends. Like when some people have it, some people don't.
Not entirely.
Out of my class, if it was split into half people, like if it was all of really want it and really don't want it, I'd probably be on the bottom half.
Mm. I would be up there.
Of want it.
Yeah.
And you're on the bottom half of don't want it.
Well,
or don't care. Don't care as much.
It's just like, okay, I'm curious. But right. That's like something lots of people use that I haven't seen before.
Casper, can you talk about why you're at your hand is at the top of like, I would want it.
Like, I'm always like really interested in technology. Like, Dad boiled a timer and he gave it to me to take apart.
Mm.
And like, I really like those things. And like, I also just love like listening to music, watching video clips, like watching like funny things.
Mm-hmm. Are either of you playing like Fortnite, Minecraft, Roblox, any of that stuff? Minecraft?
On the Nintendo.
On the Nintendo.
Absolutely not.
So there's parental controls, can't do it online, it's quite restricted.
And I'm sorry, Casper, what did you say?
Don't have any of them.
Don't.
Apart from Roblox, but like I never use that, it's really bad.
And you just don't like it?
I hate it.
Because?
Strongly don't like it.
Why don't you like it? Hate it. Because you're obviously a technology-minded person. You're interested in that. But you're not interested in this. Not like, that you should be, but like obviously lots and lots of
Minecraft
people your age
and
are.
Roblox, they're just boring. Like, get something better.
Don't see the appeal.
It was getting towards the end of our conversation, and I was curious whether any of the media they use feels emotional to them. Does it provoke emotion, good or bad?
Like, different movies. Like, there's, like, horror movies, like, scary movies. Like, they can be, like, a bit, like...
Do you like to watch horror and scary movies?
Yeah, yeah, like...
I watched Indiana Jones.
It keeps you up.
Last night.
How come you're allowed to watch that? I'm barely allowed to watch him.
The third Indiana Jones movie.
Right. Did you like it?
Yeah, it's the one about the,
It's the...
Don't spoil
it. Oh, wait, it's not the new one. It's not the new one that just came out. It's the one... It's from a few years ago.
It's the one of... it's
don't...
quite old.
Casper's closing his
1989,
ears.
1989, okay. I think it was made.
But you've been watching... It's we won't talk about it in detail.
It's the one about the... Holy Grail.
Okay. Did either of you, I'll change it. Did either of you watch Stranger Things?
No.
And did either of you watch Squid Game? Do you know what Squid Game was?
I have like a fidget toy, but then...
A friend has.
You have a fidget toy that's a Squid Game fidget toy?
Yeah, but when Dad saw it, he was like, Casper, do you know that that's like a movie? Or like a very age inappropriate movie? And I'm like, I have no clue. Like, I don't even like... I'm not allowed on it, so... Like,
right. Right. But you're saying that... But you do like watching things that are scary.
Yeah. 50-50. Star Wars. That's pretty good.
Clearly, Star Wars goes in the good scary category. Other movies are scary, but they know they're not supposed to watch them, like Squid Game. But they do like watching movies and television that's scary, definitely. I then asked, is there anything about your use of any of this media that you think parents just don't understand?
They don't understand why kids like it so much. They're like, Casper, get off, because your time is up. So get off and stop watching the World Cup. Like, I absolutely love that.
Well, that's something very specific as watching the World Cup.
We have to tape it because, like, Mum enforces new sleeping patterns. And, like, if there's, like, footy or, like, the soccer on, I'm like, Mum, can't I stay up? And then she's like, no, go to bed. And I'm like, tape it. And then I get up at 7. I get up at 7 o'clock. Do everything, and then I can watch like half an hour of the World Cup.
So one thing that they don't understand really is you're saying why you like to watch certain things and why you want to watch them a lot more. Like, How about you, Luke? What do you think?
Mum and Dad know why I like watching like the Matildas. Like,
yeah.
Like, that's pretty obvious.
What do you think? Same thing?
You don't watch it that much then.
I think you're both very thoughtful about your choices about this, and even though I know it's not what you want it to be all the time, I think you've got a good start there.
Casper and Luke are a great example of boys growing up in households that talk about media. The family talks about television shows and movies and why they like them or don't. They talk about why a movie or television show or a game might be inappropriate. The boys understand there are family media rules. They don't always like the rules, but they abide by them, for the most part. The parents are also conscious of their own media consumption and how it looks to their kids. We know that parents' media use is one of the strongest predictors of how kids will interact with media. So we have to hold up a mirror to ourselves, too. If you noticed the accent and caught the reference to the Matildas, you know these boys are from Australia. This is the final Australia episode of Kids Talk Media, at least until I'm fortunate enough to return. Thanks, Casper and Luke. Please share your thoughts about this episode by contacting me at sherry@kidstalkmedia.net. I'd love to include some of your responses in future episodes. Kids Talk Media is edited by Dave Culver. Our theme music is Derp Nugget from Incompetech. Our logo is designed by Tessia Barone from Killer Bee Creative. For Kids Talk Media, I'm Sherry Hope Culver. Now go spend time with media and your kids.
Thanks, Kids Talk Media.